Leaving. Next spring, my grandfather's trellised pink roses will bloom without him. My husband prunes the canes for him anyway. My grandfather's house shrinks in too much stillness. I miss his scent, mint candy and old spice. Where is the pillow from his chair? From the front porch, I watch barges on the river at the edge of town. The sound of their horns pushes us to leave, and the sunrise follows us as we make our way from his house, our destinations, hours, hours away. The car shifts to second gear, climbs the highway ribbon through rain and Forbes Trail, and we talk of those who shoved and pulled their mud-clogged carts and muddied horses up mud-slogged paths. Around immovable boulders, no rest, left those they loved to break their way to the unknowns. We too are cut off from family. I keep my thumb on an old map, count off small and smaller towns we pass. Berkeley Springs, Jimtown, Burnt Factory. Now thumb on Dismal Swamp. How bad could it have been to camp along its edge? How lonely, and what happened to the person who so damned this place?